The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Kisavoy. In Perchov Vov, Posuk Yud Zayin, Es Hashem Ha'amata Hayom, HaKadosh, Moshe is telling the people that Hashem, you have uplifted today. You have uplifted, you have distinguished him. L'yayis l'chol elikim, in order that he shall be for you a God. Veloleches bidrochov, that you shall walk in his ways, to walk in his ways, velishmar chukov, umitzvesov, umishpotov, and to guard his chukim, his mitzvahs, his mishpot, velishmaya bekelei, and to listen to his voice. There's a question on this posuk. What does it mean, veloleches bidrochov, you shall walk in his ways? It states you shall guard his chukim, his statutes, his mitzvahs, his mishpotim, his dinim, and you should listen to his voice. So everything is covered, everything is included. What does loleches bidrochov, to walk in his ways, what does that add? We refer to walk in the ways of Hashem, it means in his mitzvahs. Not only does it write mitzvahs, but it writes almost every possible type of mitzvah. Excuse me. Similarly, if we go a little further in the Parsha, in Perchov Ches, Posuk Tes. It states, Yikim HaShem Lei La'am Kodosh, Hashem will uplift you, will upstand you, to be for him an Am Kodosh, a sanctified nation, like he has sworn to you, kisishmor es mitzvahs Hashem elakecho, when you will guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, v'halachta bidrochov, and you will walk in his ways. Again, what does walking in his ways mean? It says you will guard the mitzvahs of Hashem. And we have this in a number of places in the Torah. For example, in Parshas Re'eh, which we learned just a few weeks ago. Posuk Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk He. States, Acharei Hashem Elakechem Teilechu, that you shall walk after Hashem. Then in the same posuk it states, V'oso siro'u, you shall fear him, V'es mitzvesav tishmeru, you shall guard his mitzvahs, U'bekele sishma'u, you shall listen to his voice, V'oso sa'avodu, and you shall serve him, U'bei sidbokun, and you shall cleave to him. So everything is explained in detail there. What does it mean, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, that you shall walk after the Lord your God? Another case like this we have in Parshas Akev, which is before A. Perek Yud Dalet Posuk Yud Beis. Excuse me, no, Perek Yud. Perek Yud Posuk Yud Beis. V'ata Yisrael, it's a chamishi. V'ata Yisrael, mo Hashem elakecha she'el mimach. And now, Yisrael, what does Hashem ask from you? Kim liyire es Hashem elakecha, you shall fear him. Lo leches b'chol drochov, you shall walk in all of his ways. V'la'ava esoy, you shall love him. V'la'ved es Hashem elakecha, and you shall serve Hashem elakecha b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha, with all of your heart and all of your life. Lishmor es mitzvah Hashem, to guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, v'eschu kesov, any statutes, asher anechi matzav chayim, which I command you. So it's all mentioned there. What does it mean, l'leches b'chol drachov, that you shall walk in his ways? Actually, the first time this is mentioned is by Avraham Avinu in Parshas Vayira. Parshas Vayira, Perek Yud Ches Posuk Tes. Right near the beginning of the Sefer Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to destroy Sodom and Amorah, and he said, how can I conceal this from Avraham? This is in Perek Yud Ches, Posuk Yud Ches. The Posuk before this says, Vashem Oma Machas Ani Me Avraham Asher Ani Eise. Can I conceal from Avraham what I am planning to do? Vi Avraham Hoyo Yie Legoi Godol Vi Otsum V'Nivrachu Vai Kol Goyi Ha'aretz. And Avraham, he is going to become a great and mighty nation, and all of the nations of the world will be blessed through him. It's Posuk Yud Ches. Ki Yedativ, Yedativ means, Rashi says, I have brought him close to me. Why? Why have I separated Avraham alone and brought him close to me? L'man Ashi Yitzav is Bonav is Beisei Achrov. Because I know that he will command his children and household after him. It won't end with Avraham. V'shomru derech Hashem, that they will guard the way of Hashem. So here again, and this is the first time it's mentioned, the word derech Hashem, guard the way of Hashem. Laseh stoko bishpot, to do stoko, charity and mishpot, and what's upright. So we have in a number of places in the Torah, there could be more also, but in a number of places in the Torah, we have where it states the phrase, Derech Hashem. Are you walking in the way of Hashem? And the command, V'halachta v'drachov, you shall walk in the way of Hashem. Acharei Hashem elakechem teilechu, you shall walk in the way of Hashem after him. L'leches b'drachov, to walk in his way. If you would ask someone, do you go in the derech Hashem, in the way of Hashem, he would say, yes, I keep the mitzvahs. What else is the derech Hashem? But we see that's not the case. Because in all these psukim that we mentioned, it states, you shall keep my mitzvahs, you shall keep my chukim. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs which we can understand the reason. Chukim are the statutes we do not understand the reason so easily. My mishpotim, my dinim, you shall fear me, you shall love me, and you shall walk in my ways. It seems that there's a different concept to walking in one's ways. It seems that if someone keeps all of the mitzvahs and all of the statutes, and he loves Hashem, and he serves him, he still might not be walking in the derech Hashem, it seems, from these psukim. So what is the explanation of this? On this, we have the Rambam. The Rambam elaborates. It's actually, we have Chazal, but it's the Rambam who elaborates and brings out what the Chazal want to teach us. The Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvahs Ches, Mitzvahs Esei Ches, and in Hilchas Deyas, in the Yad Chazoka, at the beginning of Hilchas Deyas, Perek Aleph, and throughout the first two or three parokim, he goes to great lengths to explain what does it mean, Derech Hashem, and how is it different than keeping the mitzvahs and the chukim and the mishpotim of Hashem, and why is it that if one keeps the mitzvahs and the chukim of Hashem, he still might not be walking in the Derech Hashem. And he says as follows. We have many mitzvahs which are written in the Torah, bepratis, that means individually. For example, the mitzvahs of Emuna, that you should believe in Hashem, Abba, you shall fear, love Hashem, Yireh, you shall fear Hashem. all of the mitzvahs are tuliyish ba'aretz. All of the mitzvahs that have to do with Eretz Yisrael, the Shemitah, the Yovel, the Truma, the Maestros, and so forth. All of the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdosh, which are literally not over dozens, but hundreds of mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of Shabbos and Yantif, Tefillah, Krishma, Tefillin, Shefer, Lulav, Esrog, Matzah, and so forth. And these are a good part of the Taryag mitzvahs. There are, however, another category. And that category, the Rambam refers to as the Pu'ulas HaTeves, the Drochim HaYishorim, the Mideis HaNichbodes. Here in Yad Chazaka and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. What are the Pu'ulas HaTovos, the acts of man, which in essence encompass the goodness, which is a goodness which we ourselves can identify with. The drochim ha'yishorim, these are the conducts and the ways of man which are upright, that people themselves are able to identify if this is upright or not. When I say people, it's not limited to people, but people also are able to. The Mideis HaNichbodeis, these are the qualities, the Milas, the character, perfection of the individual, which would be considered of noble character. This entire category, the Rambam explains, a great number of these are inclusive in the Taryag mitzvahs. For example, Paseach Tiftach es Yodcha Elei LaAchicha, that you should help your brother in need and give him stoka. It's a noble act. Leselik Rochil, Meitzi Shemra, you shouldn't slander someone. That we can understand, it's upright. Kovorsik varen bayemalu le solin. If someone dies or you hang someone, you shouldn't disgrace him and let him hang there, but you should have honor for the dead and bury him. Kriya shalom bimilchoma. You go to war, you should first offer a peace treaty because God la shalom. Be after le'acha kameicha, that you shall love your fellow man like yourselves. You shouldn't kill, you shouldn't steal. These are noble acts, acts of goodness, acts which are upright, which comes from a person who has instilled and perfected himself what is known as the Milos and Midos HaNefesh, the good traits. Many of them find their ways into the Taryag mitzvahs in a levush, in a garment of a mitzvah, like we mentioned. But there are many that are not counted amongst the Taryag mitzvahs. Because, like the Beforshim write, and the Mesillas Yesharim writes it many times, because they affect a person in every place, at every time, and with every part of himself. It has to do the way he thinks, it has to do the way he speaks, it has to do the way he acts. It's begufay physically, it's benafshay emotionally, bememeina with his money, and bekol matzov, in every situation that he finds himself. And it's nishtane, mimokim lemokim, mimatzav lematzav. It constantly changes, the application of it constantly changes. in accordance to the time, in accordance to the place, in accordance to the situation. You could be in one place and this is the right thing to do, and in another place it's the wrong thing to do. You can be in one place and have a situation where it's the right thing to do, and in another situation it's the wrong thing to do. And you can be in one place where there's a situation, and today it's the right thing to do, and tomorrow in the same place, in the same situation, it would be the wrong thing to do. And the Basilei Shishorim many times writes on things like this. There wouldn't be enough paper and ink to write all of the applications. Now, this is what has known, these qualities. And the Rambam gives many, many examples. What are some of the examples he gives? He says, for example, the qualities of someone who angers, or someone who is always pacified, someone who is cruel, or someone who is always kind, someone who wants to capture the whole world, another person is not interested, someone who is extremely free with his money, another person can't open his hand, someone who is always happy, another person who is always depressed. And this goes on and on. Someone who is very arrogant, another person who is always extremely humble. These are the extremes. Between the two extremes, you have thousands of different mixes. Now, the development, the pursuit of perfection in this, not only where it perfects the person, but it perfects all of his pu'ulais, the acts which come from him. He says, Dovze nikra derech Hashem. This is called the derech Hashem, the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Well, he explains it in a minute. But this is what is known as derech Hashem. Is this a mitzvah? You're telling me it's not all of this is written in the Taryag mitzvahs, yet this is the derech Hashem. All right, so it's the derech Hashem. What's it have to do with me? It is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah says min haTorah, because shenema v'halachta bidrochov, we are obligated to walk in the derech Hashem. And in this, he says this mitzvah is duplicated many times in the Torah, and he quotes the psukim that we quoted. Like it states, "Valachta bidrochov," or "Laleches bederech bidrochov," or "Achrei Hashem elakeichem teilechu." So this whole category is classified not as matzah, not as tefillin, not as esrog. It is classified as derech Hashem. Some of them find their ways into the mitzvahs, many do not. But onu mitzuvi, but we are obligated, lehidomais, to emulate the derech Hashem, to walk in these ways, because this is the commandment. This is a mitzvah's essay. He lists this off in mitzvah's essay, ches, eighth mitzvah's essay in the Torah. Why is this called Derech Hashem? He says, because these are the midas and the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are His ways. How do we know? First of all, what we can learn from Hashem Himself. We look at the Bria. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves beauty, because everything He made is a perfection of beauty. We see He loves perfection. We see He's Mefanes Kol Chai. That all of His millions and billions of creatures, He feeds them. And so on and so on. How else do we know? He says, from our Nevi'im, from our prophets. That's why the prophets would add descriptions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a Gemara in Masechta Seita at the end of the first Perek. And this is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos in Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says that whatever the names HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, in Moshe's prophecy, or by the other prophets, they are describing, kaviyochol, if possible, the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are they? Because we have to know them. Because we are obligated to emulate them. Two chidushim in this. First of all, the fact that we're obligated to emulate them, and secondly, that we can. That we can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu chanun, afato chanun, the Mora says, afatem. Just like he does good to people, you have to. He does chesed, you have to do chesed. He's erech apayim, he withholds his temper, you have to withhold your temper. Or the Gemara says, Mahu, just like he was malbish arumim, just like he clothed Adam and Chava, you have to do that. Mahu nicham avelim, he went and he was Menachem Yitzchok when Yitzchok lost his mother. You have to do that. Mahu bika chelim, he was bak mavaka chelim, he came to visit Avraham after the bris milah. You have to do that. This is Derech Hashem. Mahu kover mesim, he buried the dead. You have to do that. He buried Moshe. This is what the Gemara says. But a great chidush comes out from all of this. The Rambam tells us. And that is Agav. Agav, many of this, much of this, the whole world would be obligated to do, because of just the Derech Eretz, the whole world is obligated in Derech Eretz. But Yisrael was commanded far more than that. Not only to do it because this is the good way, but because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way, and we have to emulate Him. But a great chidush comes out from this. What is that? That means, when a person fulfills a mitzvah of matzah, or lulav, or shofar, he's not walking in the ways of Hashem. He's fulfilling his mitzvahs. For example, a king is matzava. King commands, do this and do that. When you do it, what have you done? You have fulfilled his command. But you're not necessarily like the king. If you hear the shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell you to listen to the shofar because he listens to the shofar. He didn't tell you to daven because he davens. He didn't tell you to put on tzitzis because he puts on tzitzis. He didn't tell you to keep kosher because he keeps kosher. He didn't tell you to eat matzah because he eats matzah. These were commands he gave us for whatever reasons, of the many reasons there are. These were commands he gives us. Therefore, when we fulfill them, we are like a servant who is fulfilling the mitzvah samelach, the command of the king. But when it comes to Derech Hashem, it's a different thing altogether. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, do this, not because I command you. Do this because this is my midah, this is my trait, and I command you to be like me. V'halachta b'derech Hashem. So now, if a person does chesed, it's not because he was commanded to do chesed. Yes, he was, but not in that way. He was commanded, he was told, taught, that chesed is the way of Hashem. And therefore, and I command you to be like me. Therefore, we have to do chesed. The Rambam writes on this mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? Lehidamois lebeire. To emulate and make yourself like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings in Masechta Shabbos, what we mentioned, where the Gemara learns this out from another pasuk also. Zekeli v'anvehu. This is my God v'anvehu. And anvehu, the Gemara says, has different meanings. But in this explanation, the Gemara says, anvehu, make yourself like him. Rashi says, how do you learn that out of anvehu? Anivahu. Anvehu comes in the word anivahu, I and him. Therefore, when a person is a person of noble qualities, there's no such thing of a person of noble qualities. It's a person who has perfected himself into noble qualities. He has developed himself. When a person develops himself into a person of noble qualities, the Rambam calls it midas nichbodes, honorable perfection, or pu'ulais, or he calls himself the pu'ulais, the pu'ulais hayishores, or the upright acts that a person does, or the Drochim pu'ulais hatovos or drochim hatovim, the good ways. When a person, whatever a person does in that, if this is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's fulfilling the mitzvah of v'halachta bedrochov. He is walking in his ways. I once remember many years ago. This is when we were in America. There was an old gentleman, an elderly gentleman. Actually, he was of German descent, German-Jewish descent. And he did a certain thing. I forgot exactly what it was. It was something of chivalry, of an expression of a gentleman. And when I kind of questioned him, why is he doing it? He says, this would be the way of Hashem. And we have to be like Hashem. And that was the mitzvah. Another example, actually Rabbi Graham Finkelstein told me, he had read on the later Bucheskel Abramsky. Bucheskel Abramsky was a Talmud from the Arblazer Gordon, Arblazer Telzer, and was from the Gordon Gedalim Hador of the last generation. Since he was walking along in Eretz Yisrael, he had retired to Eretz Yisrael, and a little girl was weeping. And he stopped and asked her, why are you crying? So she said she had a new dress, and her friends told her it wasn't beautiful. So she was upset. So he said, you go back and tell your friends that I said it's the most beautiful dress it's the most beautiful dress I've ever seen. And she was very happy and she went. So then he turned around and he said, I fulfilled the mitzvah. V'alachta bidrochov. Because it states by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'mocha dima me'al kopon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will erase tears from every face. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like people to cry. So I emulated his ways. He fulfilled the mitzvah v'halachta bidrochov. This can affect a person, every facet of a person's life. every facet, all of the time, total interaction with society. But we see that this is greater than the other mitzvahs of the Torah. Because when a person eats matzah, or he keeps kosher, or he hears the shofar, all of these mitzvahs, he's fulfilling great mitzvahs. But you cannot say that he's emulating the king. He's listening to the king. He's not becoming like the king himself. But in this area, he's not only fulfilling the mitzvah, but he's fulfilling the mitzvah to become like the king himself. See, he rises even higher. And that's why the Rambam says explicitly, he says, "Aholchim b'derech zeh, nikro sho'holach b'derech Hashem." What is he telling us? That means if someone fulfills all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, but not these, he's not walking in the derech Hashem. He's fulfilling the chukim, the mishpotim, the mitzvah is good, but derech Hashem not. He says, "Aholchim, those that who pursue these, they are walking b'derech Hashem." Then, the Rambam, as he finishes the first parak, he tells us, he says, that actually, this comes from Avraham Avinu. And that's the pasuk we quoted in Vayera. He quotes that pasuk, that Hashem came to Avraham and says, "I have chosen Avraham because I have chosen Avraham because I know Leman Asher Yitzav is born of a Beisei Achrav. He will command all of his children after him, Lishmo Derech Hashem, Laseh Stoko Mishpotam." So he says, this is the Derech which Avraham took upon himself, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him. Now in that pasuk it states, it doesn't say Chukim U'Mitzvos U'Mishpotim, Chukim U'Mishpotim U'Mitzvos. It says, Lamana Sheyitzav is born of Beisai, Lishmor Derech Hashem, Lishmor Derech Hashem, Lase Stoko Mishpot. Lase Stoko Mishpot. Doesn't say the mitzvahs of Chukim. I would say that's part of the Derech Hashem is referred to, because Avraham wasn't commanded in mitzvahs yet. So we can't say that he's going to command his sons the mitzvahs. He didn't have the Taryag mitzvahs. But he did have tztoka, and he did have mishpatim mishyosha. The Rambam says the derech hayishorim. So that pasuk is referring to this category. And on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is why I chose Avraham Avinu. He's going to walk in my ways. The Maral brings in a number of places that the Derech Hashem, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks in, the main part of the Derech Hashem, incidentally, let me be magdim this first. The Rambam says another chidush. He says that how do we know if it's the way of Hashem or not? How do we know if it's the way of Hashem? Again, like we said, it's from the names that the Nevi'im, the prophets, gave him. But he says, that's if it's in the middle, the Mamutza, between the two extremes. For example, a person can be a person who has a type of personality that wants everything, and someone is very satisfied with a little. A person can be someone who's always angry, and some never get angry. Always arrogant or extremely humble. He goes through all of these qualities. And we cannot mention them all because, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, it's Ein Sof. There's no end to it. But he says that Derech Hashem, he says, Zu Nikra Derech HaChachomim. This is also referred to as the Derech HaChachomim. This is the middle path. Not to the right or not to the left. The middle path. And he brings, this is what we are obligated to walk in. He said, sometimes it's good to go to a little to the extreme, to the right or to the left. He says, that's not called Derech Hashem. That's called Derech HaChasidus. That's Mili de Chasidus. That the Chazal referred to as Lifnim Mishur Esadin. Going beyond what is called for. But he says, that's not the Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem is the middle path, exactly in the middle. That's the ultimate of perfection. Now, the Maral says, but the foundation, it seems that he wants to say, the foundation of the entire Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem, is Chesed. And this would be very good, because we said that this came through Avram Avinu. And how did Avram know about the entire Torah? He lived in a world of Evdei Avedei Zor, of idolaters. There was no teacher, no Rebbe, no yeshiva. How did he know? So the sages say, Hishtakel Bebira, he looked into the entire creation. He was a man of enormous abilities, enormous intelligence. He looked into the entire creation. And from there, he came to understand the Creator. It would be like a person, an architect, looks into the plans, and from there, he builds a building. Abraham looked at the building, and from there, he was able to come to the master plan and to the planner. This is how he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from there he understood all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. This is what the sages say. But what did he see first? The great midah of Avraham, he was the founder of Chesed. He brought Chesed to the world. Loving kindness. Because that's what he saw in the creation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had built a world of loving kindness. His mefarnes kol chai. Everything that he created, he generously gives to. This is how he recognized him. So that would be the first quality in the Derech Hashem, in finding out the way of Hashem, would be the midah of Chesed. As an interesting statement from the sages, in which would give light on this. See, according to what we're saying, the Derech Hashem is far greater than all of the other mitzvahs Hashem. It's also a mitzvah, but it's far greater. There's an interesting Yalkut Shemoni. The Maral brings it in the beginning of the Siv of the Gemilas Chesed. B'chein omru b'medrash, Yalkut Hoshea tov kuv chov beiz, ki chesed chofatzti v'lei zevach. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I want chesed from you. I want loving kindness from you, and not zevach, not sacrifices. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Choviv alai chesed, shatem gomlim chesed ze lezeh, yosem mikol zevach shezovach shleima lefonai, elef olos yale shleima pam ech, yale shlomo. It is more dear to me, the chesed, which you do one to another, then all of the sacrifices that King Solomon would sacrifice, which were in the thousands. So Hashem is saying an act of Gemilas Chesed is greater than all of the sacrifices. And what we're saying is very good, because all of the great mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdosh, which are great mitzvahs, but it's not the emulation of Hashem. It's not the Derech Hashem. It's his mitzvahs. They are the commands of the king. But you don't become the king through that, like the king. But when you emulate his ways, Halachta Bidrochov, he commanded, you shall walk in my ways, study my ways and emulate them. Study my characteristics. When the person does chesed, not only is fulfilling the king's will, but he's becoming like the king himself. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, chesed is far greater than the sacrifice. Then the Gemara, the Yalkut brings a story. Pam Echot, Ha'yer Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai Mahalak B'Yushalayim. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai lived during the time of the Churban, destruction. He was walking in Yushalayim, Ha'yer Rabbi Shu Mahalak Achrov, and Bishu was following him. Omar Ha'il Lono Alabayish Shu Chorav. Oy, he said, we have no Beis HaMikdosh. Mokem Shemeschaparim Bayavin Eseinu. What will bring Kapora? What will bring atonement for all of our Averus? We would bring hundreds or thousands of sacrifices which would bring atonement to Klal Yisrael. What will do it now? Omer Lebeni Ayir Aloch. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai said, my son, don't worry. Yesh Lono Kapora Ki Yetzer B'Zeh. Even though we cannot bring the hundreds or the thousands of sacrifices that every year would come on the Mizbeach on the altar, we have something else that's just as good, not better. What is that? He says, a Gemilas Chasodim. Do Chesed. Ki lekach nema ki Chesed chofatzti v'lei zevach. That's why Hashem said, I want Chesed. I don't want the zevach. I don't want to sacrifice. V'yome ki amati elim chesed yibaneh. It quotes the Pasuk, which states, Hashem said, I will build a world of chesed. And from there we learn out that his midah was chesed. The first initiative from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know of was the building of the world, and that he did in order to be meitiv, in order to bring goodness to the people. He was chesed. When you do chesed, you become like the king himself. According to what we're saying, it comes out the converse also. If a person does an aveira, sometimes it's an aveira of a mitzvah. For example, he doesn't eat matzah on Pesach. He eats chometz. So it's an aveira of a mitzvah. But sometimes it'll be both an aveira of that mitzvah and also an aveira of not emulating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this the Chofetz Chaim says. Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer on Lashon Hara, he says when a person speaks Lashon Hara, and this is in the Psicha where he lists off all of the commandments that one breaks when he speaks Lashon Hara, he says not only does he desecrate the negative commandments of speaking Lashon Hara, but also he's bavatl, he desecrates the mitzvah of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Lashon Hara and he doesn't speak Lashon Hara. How do we know that? Well, we can't just say it out of nowhere. How do we know it? It's a Gemara. Gemara brings by Yeshua. When Yeshua was having victory, one victory after the other, all of a sudden they had an enormous defeat when they came to conquer the land. And they had a bad defeat. And he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, what's going on? You promised that we would come and conquer the land. So he says, go check to see what's going on. Because when they came to do battle, they weren't allowed to take any spoils. where the battle was. And Ochain had gone, he and his family, and had taken spoils, took some gold and silver and so forth, and they buried it under their tent. So Yeshua says to Hashem, this was a whole shvuah and whatnot, did someone break their word? Who? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think I'll tell you? V'chi dalturi ani? I'm a Baal Loshon Hara. I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to find out for yourself. And that's why Yeshua had to make a whole business on how to find out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're asking me to say Loshon Hara? No. So the Chofetz Chaim says, what do you see? You see that it's not from the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak Loshon Hara. So when a person speaks Loshon Hara, not only is he desecrating the lav, but he's been mevatel mitzvah zesev, alach to bidrochov, of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From here also we can understand that there are certain mitzvahs. When a person breaks a mitzvah, what is he doing? He is rebelling either with intention or without intention, or he's doing it with malice or not malice or whatever, but he's rebelling against the mitzvah of the king. But you cannot say that in doing this, he's not like the king. But when it comes to the Derech Hashem, all of the acts and the qualities that a person has, which are considered beautiful and upright and good because they are the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, if he doesn't have that, then it's not only that he's rebelling against Hashem, he's not doing the mitzvahs of Hashem, but he is not identifying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not emulating him, and he's not like him, and we are commanded to be like him. Actually, which we mentioned is a great chiddush, is something which is very unique, that a human being not only can fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, but he can become like him. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, be like me. So in that area, the person is not only rebelling against what he says you shall do, but he's making himself contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This will explain to us why on certain mitzvahs it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want nothing to do with you. One example is, there's a Gemara, I believe it's a Masechta Seita. The Gemara says, the Maral brings this, he brings this in a few places, but he also brings this in the Siva Seilim, but he also brings this in this Drosha for Shabbos Shuvah. The Chazal tell us that Dalet Kitais Ein Mekablin Panei Ashkina. There are four groups of people that they cannot come close to Hashem because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want nothing to do with you. Now, who are these Dalet people? You would think if, let's say, they don't put on tefillin, or they eat treifas in the velus, they eat in non-kosher restaurants, or they don't go to shul, whatever. Now, these are not the four groups that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want anything to do with. Who are they? Kat Shakronim, people that lie. Chanofim, those false flatterers. A flatterer, a machnif, that it's referring to. That's what those that the Gemara says, Eimel Rosh Tzarikato. They'll say to the wicked man, oh, you're a good man, you're a righteous man, in order to curry favor by him. Like, Arafat got the Nobel Peace Prize. Eimel Rosh Tzarikato. They'll say to a Rasha, you're a wonderful person. Litzonim. Litzonim are the scoffers. They're the scoffers. The Gemara says, what is a Leitz? Well, a Leitz is also someone who is a Yeshve Kronius. The Yeshve Kronius is a non-productive individual. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves productivity and industry. That's he, as you see. He's busy with the world. Try to run a world. The Yeshve Kronius are those who are non-productive. People who lack industry, they do nothing. They're not achieving anything. But the Tzonim is even more. These are people that everything that is important, they downgrade. They downride. It says that Letzona achas dechamea techechas. When a chochem gives rebuke, one letzones, one divre letzones can reject 100 rebukes. And who's the fourth one? Bali loshen hora. Those who speak loshen hora. So it says these four groups. Now it doesn't say with all of the others. The matzah with treifus and the velus and everything else is not mentioned here. And the Maharal says the reason is because they're contrary to the Shekhinah. So this is what he's saying. You want to be makabel p'nei Shekhinah, you want to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to you. If you're close to another person, that's a person that you can share common values with, common desires with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to you, you have to be able to share his values. If you like him, good. If you unlike him, no. He's not interested. So again, the others, they don't keep his mitzvahs. It's a terrible thing. But doesn't mean that they can't be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But these people are unlike HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shakronim, how can a shakron be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chesom HaEmes. He says, my seal is a seal of truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Alei Anilei Shonisi. I never go back on my word. And how can a machnif, a flatterer, be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he says, and the Rosh HaTzadikato, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with the torch to reward the righteous and to punish the Rosha. You can't blindfold. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't accept any sheikhad. I don't take any bribes or corruption. And how can you be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu if your whole business is that of a non-productivity or merely to break down what is important in the world when this HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building up the world, it's his world. And how can you be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you speak Loshon Hora? This is all in midas and qualities which people talk about. So these four are not mekablin p'nei Ashkina. Another few examples of these. This is very important because many people become confused in this. Some people want to say that when it comes to all of the midas or something else, then it's Musar, it's Derech Eretz, they come very confused. It's not, it's very clear lines. And the Rambam spells it out very clearly for us. And he builds it on many chazals, on many sages, of what the sages say. It's very clear lines. And Adarabba, this is the Derech Eretz, and the Musar comes from this. But this is to create a noble character of perfection and uprightness and of goodness. This is walking in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we are obligated by mitzvah's essay to do so. And that will bring a person even higher than the other mitzvahs, because it states, anivahu, that makes him like Hashem himself. Another few examples in this, the Rambam brings in different places. One place he brings in Hilchos Avodim, at the end of Hilchos Avodim. End of Perek Tes. Now we're talking about an Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish slave, which you bought. So you own him. Lock, stock, and barrel. Mutar l'avid be'Eved Kenani be'Porech. You're allowed to give him heavy labor to do. He's your possession. Afal pi sha'adin kach, even though that's a letter of the law, midas chassidus v'darkei ha'chokhma. It's the ways of the Hasidim and it's the ways of the Chachomim. She'odem rachmon, that a person should be a marachim. V'reidev tzedek, and he should pursue justice. V'lo yachbid ulay al abdoy, and he should not make the burden on his eved too heavy. V'lo yetzaloy, and he should not cause him pain. V'yachileu v'yashkeil mikol maichol u'mikol mishter, and he should feed him from every food that he eats and from every drink that he drinks. Chachomim arishenim hayenestin le'eved mikol. This is not an eved Ivrian. This is an eved Kenani he's talking about. The chachomim arishenim hayenestin le'eved mikol tavshil tavshil sheya ochlin. The early sages, they would give to their avodim a piece of every bit of food that they themselves would eat for dinner or lunch. And they would feed their animals and their slaves before they would feed themselves. Because it states that the eyes of the servant and of the maidservant, they only look to the master, they rely on the master. And you should not shame them, either physically or even with words. La'abdus mosruna kosuv, v'leila busha. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them to you, to they should be of service to you, but not where you should shame them. Lo yarbe olov. Tzoako, you should not shout at them, because you should not be angry at them. Ele yedaber imay benachas. He's talking about a slave. You should speak to him kindly. Biyishma tainosov. You should hear their complaints. Vechein mefurish, then he brings from Eov like that. Then he says, vein achzorias viazus. Now, how many times do we know throughout history of slaves? And you see what they did to the slaves. They beat them. And they treated them worse than animals. And they put them in chains and so forth and so on. The Rambam says, and this exists today also. There's slavery, a lot of slavery still existing in the world. Cruelty and azus, brazenness, and arrogance, this you find by the idolaters. Aval zara shel Avram Avinu, but the seed of Abraham. Behem Yisrael sheyishpil lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovas haTorah. And this is the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to them, the goodness of the Torah. V'tziva yisam b'chukim u'mishpotim tzadikim. And he commanded them in the just laws and statutes. Rachmonim heim ala kol. They're marachim, they are compassionate and merciful to everyone. Now, how does he conclude this? V'chein b'midesav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'tzivonu lihidomeis b'hem. These are the qualities of Hashem. And we are commanded to emulate, to make ourselves like Hashem. Eimer, it states, v'rachamav al kol masov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate on every creature. Therefore, we have to be compassionate on every creature. Why? Because these are His ways. This is His derech. We have to walk in His derech. V'chol ha'marachim marach min olov. And whoever is compassionate, then Shemayim will be compassionate to him, as it states, v'nosen lo charachamim v'yichamcho v'yibecho. It's one place. Another place, for example, is in the end of Hilchis Malachim. in Perek, the end of Perek Yud of Melachim, the Rambam says, Afilo Akum, even the idolaters that we live amongst, Tziva Chachomim, the Chachomim commanded, Levake Chaylehem, to visit their sick, Likvor Mesehem, to bury their dead, Imesei Yisrael, with, just like we bury ours, in other words, to go to their levayas, to visit their sick, Lefanes Aniyehem, Bechlal Ani Yisrael, to feed their poor when we're giving out to our poor, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, because ways of peace. Now the Gemara, it's a Mishnah, Gittin, and the Gemara says, Darkei Shalom, because of ways of peace. Now, most learn, Darkei Shalom was a takona, was an enactment from the Chazal, in order that we should keep a civil relationship between us and the Goyim. Now, the Rambam learns differently. He says, that's not what Darkei Shalom means. Darkei Shalom, he says, Hare nema teva Hashem lakol, verachamov al kol masov. Now, he says, Darkei Shalom means the ways of peace. We have to act in society, even with the idolaters, in peaceful and compassionate ways, because these are the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are commanded to walk in His ways. Hare nema teva Hashem lakol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to everyone. Verachma val kol maso, and His compassion's on everyone. What does that have to do with us? Valachta bidrochov, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to emulate Hashem, and therefore we have to be compassionate to all. V'nema drochel darchinoim v'chol nesivu shel shalom. Now, there he quotes, it states that the ways of the Torah are ways of beauty, and all of its paths are peace. The ways of the Torah are the ways of Hashem. See, what is the Torah? The Torah is the revealed will of Hashem. So if the ways of the Torah are the ways of goodness and peace and beauty, that means these are the ways of Hashem. And if these are the ways of Hashem, then we are commanded to walk in these ways. So he says, that's what it means, Darkei Shalom, Ibnei Darkei Shalom, when the Mishnah and the Gemara says it. There are many, many such sources on this. And the lines are very clear. There's no confusion. Another such source is brought in Mishlei. And Mishlei Shishorim goes into this in a number of places. In Mishlei it states, in Mishlei Yud Beis, it states, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemtoi. The Tzadik knows the situation of his animal. What does that mean? The Gemara says that a Tzadik will not be cruel to his animal. A Medalita will be cruel to his animal. A coarse person, an Amoritz maybe, will be cruel to his animal. But a Tzadik will not. Yodea Nefesh Behemtoi, because he can feel the pain and the suffering of the animal. Therefore he will not be cruel to him. But why? Because that's uxorious. And cruelty is not found by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Compassion is found by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore even to his behema he will not be cruel, the Gemara says. So how much more so he will not be cruel to another human being? According to what we said this evening, we can be maflia, wondrous. When I was in yeshiva, this was straightforward. All of the sikhos, the shmuzim, and all of the talk, the musar, was on this. This is where the heavy emphasis were. Fortunately, today, it seems to be lost. It's a total shifting of priorities. I'll give you two examples. These are examples, but they're not isolated examples. It's my Simcha Kol Yom. We were in Eretz Yisrael recently, less than a year ago. I was in a hotel, davening, and there were two people there. They were not Israelis. They were Americans. Frum, very frum. But I couldn't make out. They weren't. I don't know if they were Hasidim or not. They had beards. They didn't have very big beards. They had beards. They're pretty well groomed. But they dressed modern. Middle aged, not young kids. Late 30s, early 40s. And so two episodes I saw. One was, there was Asar B'Teves. December was a sort of a fast day. And they have a shul in the hotel. And there's a schedule there, what time is Shachris and what time is Minchan Marav. At Shachris, a few people decided that Marav tonight, since today's a fast day, so Marav we should have it a little earlier. So we can go eat immediately. So they decided we'll come and have Marav 15 minutes before the schedule. This is what they did. So one of these fellows walks in afterwards with a few others according to the schedule. And because of that, he missed Marav. And he had a right to be upset. He wanted to know who changed the schedule. How can you just change the schedule unilaterally? But he went into a rage. Mamasha rage. Over it. And then when someone just told him, look, he says, someone mentioned to go into such a rage is worse than missing Minyan. That only poured more oil. And he went into such a rage that I thought they were going to get in a fist fight. And luckily, the one that said that knew Kol HaKoved, and he walked out. And then he went steaming out and whatnot. Then Shabbos, it happened that he was davening Musaf, and he was started Musaf, and he was saying Yukum Purkin, a nice bal tefillah, and he started to make a little chazonus. And two guys standing next to me started to go into a rage. Let's go out and make our own minyan. Let's go out and make our own minyan. This guy's going to take all morning and so forth and so on. Now, had these people been, first of all, it wasn't pleasant, but had these people been off the street, okay. But all of the people involved, they all put on a gartel for davening and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Not only did they put on one pair of tefillin, they put on two pairs of tefillin. Huh? Now, how does this reconcile? Such a maisa chasidus to put on two pairs of tefillin. I got nothing against them putting on two pairs of tefillin. But where's the derech Hashem? Alach tebedarke Hashem. You see the off balance of this. Off balance. Years ago, when I was a bocher in the yeshiva, I had seen a similar case, where when it came to this, it was rock bottom, and when it came to all of the other hidurim, it was a great chasidus. And it was in a different yeshiva. And I was discussing it with Rav Gifter. And I asked Rav Gifter, how does it come about? Because I never knew of such a thing like that. He answered me, he said, they never saw Torah. They never saw Torah. And this was, unfortunately, by one of the great yeshivas of America. He says, they never saw Torah. Had they been by the Tel Zerov and they would have seen Torah there, it would have been impossible for something like this to happen. Right. Who is a Fruma person? Remember a Fruma person? The Mesilis Shishorim brings, when we're talking about these things, he says, for example, it states, Leisignaif, Leisigzal, you shall not steal. All right, but that's the rock bottom. We're obligated much more than that. Chazal tell us, Hevi mamaincho shel chave, Hevi mamainai shel chaveirai choviv olecha, ki mamaincho shel atzmai. You shall treat someone else's money the same way you would treat your own money. I get cases where people are involved in big dealings, hundreds of thousands of rands or millions of rands. And people come and tell me he doesn't want to pay me. It's clear he owes it to me, but he won't pay me. And he's such a Fruma Jew. And the Mesilas Yesharim writes, you have to be nice to people. He says, you want Hasidus? He says, what is Hasidus when it comes to people? He says, Laseis koras ruach lechaverai bechol ma sheefshar. He says, the ways of the Hasidim, what was their whole search, their whole pursuit? To bring pleasantness to all of the Jews that they came into contact with in every possible way. Laseis kerach ruach lechaverai bechol ma deefshari, writes. Who was a, who was known as the a Fruma Yid in the yeshivas when I was there? Oh, this one, they said, he never said a word Lashon Hara in his life. Or this one, they said, did you ever see him get angry? Rabbi Loi, when he was here, he tells me, he says he can't remember ever seeing a Chaim Eser get angry. This was a shvach, this was a praise. Chofetz Chaim, what was a praise on the Chofetz Chaim? He would run from a half a pruta that there could be any shaila wasn't his. He would run away from it. Well, it spoke of a person's chesed. Any rate, here, this is what the Rambam writes, and it's something that we should all learn, especially now. In Hilchos Deos is the first few parokim, where he writes, he goes through all of the good qualities. Actually, he summarizes it. The elaboration is in Hilchos Deos. The summary is in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Ches, where he writes as follows. Shetzivonu lihidomais bo yis'aleh. We are commanded to make ourselves identical to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kefi ha-yecheles. As much as possible. V'hu amru, and this is what it is said in the Torah, v'halochto bidrochov, you shall walk in his ways. U'kvar nichvul ze'at sivoy v'yom al-aleches b'chol drochov. And many times it's repeated, for example, you shall walk in his ways. Now here we're now referring to the mitzvahs of the Torah. We're referring to his noble ways, his uprightness, his beauty. He is good, you must be good. He's compassionate, you must be compassionate. Ma'akorish bochu nikro chosid, he is chosid, that means he does kindliness, you must do kindliness. And kvar nichvul inyim loshnacha achrei Hashem elkecha teilecho. What does this mean? idomais bepulosei hatovos bahamidais hanichbodais. We must make ourselves identical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his acts, which are good in essence, and his qualities, which are honorable and praiseworthy. Sheteir behem okel yisborach, al tzara moshel yisale, ala kol ilo yirav. And those that the prophets and the others have identified HaKadosh Baruch Hu as. This is why it states in so many places in the Torah that you should walk in my ways, you should keep my mitzvahs, you should keep my statutes, you shall love me, you shall serve me. After everything is said, that's still not walking in his derech. Walking in his derech, in his way, is a different category by itself.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.